This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 26th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo shared his grave concerns as he reviewed the Religious Liberty Report issued annually by the State Department's Office of International Religious Freedom.
As in previous years, our report exposes a chilling array of abuses committed by oppressive regimes, violent extremist groups, and individual citizens. For all those that run roughshod over religious freedom, I'll say this. The United States is watching, and you will be held to account. History will not be silent about these abuses, but only if voices of liberty like ours record it.
The good news is Uzbekistan dropped off the U.S. State Department's list of countries of particular concern this year for the first time in 13 years. Pompeo said, quote, "This past year, the government released a religious freedom roadmap. 1,500 religious prisoners have been freed, and 16,000 people that were blacklisted for their religious affiliation are now allowed to travel," end quote. The bad news, according to Ambassador Sam Brownback, is that China is waging a, quote, "war on faith," end quote, where Christians have faced arrest and church closings, where 2 million Uyghur Muslims have been housed in detention camps in Xinjiang province, and prisoners of conscience are having their organs forcibly harvested. The Australian Christian Lobby gave a $100,000 donation to pay for the legal battle over rugby star Israel Folau's religious freedom after his $4 million contract with Rugby Australia was terminated due to his Christian beliefs, reports the Christian Post. That's great news, especially since the pro-homosexual GoFundMe.com platform returned the $750,000 that donors had already contributed to pay for his legal bills. Listen to Israel share his heart.
I'm Israel Folau. As Australians, we're born with the right to freedom of religion and the right to freedom of expression. The Christian faith has always been a part of my life, and I believe it is my duty as a Christian to share God's word. Rugby Australia tore up my employment contract for doing just that, and that's wrong.
On Sunday, Folau shared 1 Corinthians 1:18 on Instagram. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God." A new undercover video released by Project Veritas features a woman the group describes as a, quote, "senior Google executive," end quote, appearing to suggest that Google is working to prevent, quote, "the next Trump situation," end quote, reports the Daily Signal. In a secretly recorded discussion at a restaurant in San Francisco, Jen Janai, head of Google's responsible innovation team, said, quote, "The people who voted for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness. Google," she suggests, "is," quote, "training our algorithms to prevent," end quote, 2016 from happening again. The American national debt is over $22 trillion. Clearly, the federal government cannot continue unconstitutional spending to subsidize media programs that are primarily privately funded. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, for example, received $445 million a year from taxpayers over the last 2 years, yet these funds only make up about 15% of the group's annual budget. Plus, the taxpayer-funded PBS cartoon Arthur recently featured a homosexual wedding to indoctrinate America's children to turn a blind eye from sin, which Mark Brown, its creator, defended as not only suitable, but visionary. For those reasons, Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado introduced legislation that would eliminate federal funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and National Public Radio, which he outlined in the Daily Signal. Christian historian Bill Potter of Landmark Events, who documents God's mighty hand on tours and in recordings, had major surgery yesterday. He will be recovering for several months. Please pray that the great physician would provide a quick and complete recovery for Bill Potter. Missouri's only abortion mill lost its license to kill more unborn babies, reports the Christian Post. Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson said, quote, "Planned Parenthood is losing its license because it failed to meet basic standards of care. placed multiple patients in life-threatening situations and intentionally impeded the state's health investigation by not allowing health inspectors to talk to the abortion doctors, end quote. On Saturday, Democratic presidential candidates appeared at a Planned Parenthood Action Forum in South Carolina as each one tried to impress the murder giant and its supporters. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California was perhaps the most outrageous. Listen to her crazy talk.
I am going to require that for any state that passes legislation on the issue of access to reproductive health, if they have a history of passing legislation that has interfered with or suppressed a woman's access to reproductive health, that anything that they propose and pass has to be reviewed by my Department of Justice to determine whether it complies with the Constitution of the United States and Roe v. Wade and its progeny. That's called preclearance. So the law has to go through preclearance through the Department of Justice. And until that law is determined to be in compliance with Roe v. Wade and its progeny, it cannot go into effect.
Sadly, without exception, every Democratic presidential contender is as rabidly pro-death as Senator Harris is. In Proverbs 6:16-19, God lists seven things that he finds detestable, seven things he hates. One of them is the shedding of innocent blood. Beth McIntosh wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, I absolutely love The Worldview. I love the way you call abortion murder and bloodshed and call sins exactly what the Bible says they are. We need more of that. I also love, love, love how you guys quote Bible verses in relation to the news. So many Christian newscasts are not like this. It's extremely rare, but very much needed. As someone who does street evangelism, it's refreshing. People are trying to make sin look less sinful by renaming it, end quote. As you know, our goal by this Friday, June 28th, is to raise $50,000 to get out of the red in terms of the expenses of producing The Worldview in 5 minutes. Special thanks to Jennifer in New Alexandria, Pennsylvania, for her $1 gift. Dexton in Montego Bay, Jamaica, for his $25 gift. Tamara in Cleefeld, Manitoba, Canada, for her $40 gift. Eric in New York Mills, Minnesota, for his $43 gift. And David and Carlene in Hyattsville, Maryland, for their $50 gift. We're also grateful to God for James in Hampton, South Carolina, for his $70 gift. Christy in Bremerton, Washington. James and Marianne in Lenoir, North Carolina. Jennifer in Evergreen, Colorado. And Sherry in Overland Park, Kansas, each of whom gave $100. We're thankful for the sacrificial gifts of Eric in Marshall, Minnesota, who pledged $10 monthly for a year for a total gift of $120. Hannah in Edgewood, New Mexico for her $150 gift, and Peter in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Kim in Waterford, Wisconsin, both of whom gave $250 each. Finally, our heartfelt gratitude to Natalie in Ortonville, Minnesota for her $300 gift, Jason in Tampa, Florida, and Anna in Iron River, Michigan, both of whom pledged $25 monthly for a year for a total gift of $300 each. Jessica in West Valley, New York, who pledged $30 monthly for a year for a total gift of $360. Daniel and Denise in Manchester, New Hampshire, for their $500 gift. And Peter in Newborn, Georgia, for his $750 gift. Those 20 new Worldview donors gave or pledged $3,909. Wow! How exciting to see the body of Christ support this unique Christian newscast as we hold up God's plumb line of Scripture to each story. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $31,444. In order to hit our $50,000 goal by this Friday, June 28th, I need to find 15 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year for a total gift of $600, and another 30 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. There are only 3 days left. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.